The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
All right, hello everyone. It is Friday the 9th of March 2018 and this is the Friday News Update from Tech Chat with David Cannon. So here is the latest news for this week. First up this week, let's go over some news that I didn't get through on last week's show from the Mobile World Congress, because Huawei announced some very cool tablets and a laptop at the Mobile World Congress last week. The tablets are called the MediaPad M5 range, and there's an 8.4-inch model, very rare these days for such small tablets, a 10.8-inch model, and a 10.8-inch Pro model. And we're going to get 2K screens on all of them, dual speakers on the 8.4-inch, and quad speakers on the 10.8-inch. And those have a 3D sound effect, which is kind of cool, so fake surround sound. And with the Pro model, you're going to get an M-Pen stylus in the box, which does 4,096 levels of pressure sensitivity. So that's fairly normal for styluses that come with these kind of tablets. And we get 10 hours of battery life on the 8.4-inch and 12 hours of battery life on the 10.8-inch. And you can actually charge the tablet for 1.5 hours of video playback, so that's a short film or some Netflix watching or some watching of Tech Chat with David Cannon or just general YouTube, but watch Tech Chat with David Cannon, and you can get that much charge in half an hour with the fast charger that comes in the box. Unlike some manufacturers who don't put their fast chargers in the box, Apple, and all of these models are cheaper than even the cheapest iPad Pro model. So very cheap tablets compared with the iPad Pro. And we get Android Oreo and Huawei's Kirin 960 processor, which can do Geekbench multi-core scores of about 6,000, so still pretty powerful, even though it's quite an old processor now. And if you don't mind running Android with its slightly smaller range of apps, I think this is the tablet to go for, really, unless you want to go for the Tab S3 with its AMOLED screen. This is just a fantastic range of tablets. I would definitely recommend them. And Huawei also announced the Huawei MateBook X Pro, which has a 3K screen, a 13.9-inch bezel-less screen. I mean, the MediaPad M5 tablets have pretty thin bezels and 3D glass, so they look really nice, but the MateBook X Pro just looks incredible because the bezels are so thin, and you get an Intel i5 or i7 processor, 8th gen, so the most recent processors, and you get an NVIDIA GeForce graphics card as well. Not the best graphics card in the world, but still pretty decent. You also get Dolby Atmos sound as well, and you can get 15 hours of browsing the web, battery life-wise, on this laptop. So, very, very good laptop. And if you're wondering about the camera, that pops up from the keyboard. You press a key and it pops up. So, that's pretty good for people with privacy concerns. So, yeah, Huawei announced some very cool stuff, and the LG G7 was also apparently shown off in secret at the Mobile World Congress, but it was caught on camera with a notch and a glass back with dual cameras and a fingerprint sensor on the back. But it's going to have a 6-inch OLED screen, and we're going to get 16 megapixel f1.6 dual cameras, a Snapdragon 845 processor, 4GB or 6GB of RAM, and we are also going to get boombox speakers. So it should be a very good phone from LG, despite the notch. And the OnePlus 6 has also been caught on camera recently with a notch, which isn't really surprising because OnePlus have copied the iPhone in the past. But we're going to get a glass back as well on the back. That's kind of a first for OnePlus phones, so that's kind of interesting. And it was benchmarked this week. It got a score of 276,000, which is even higher than the iPhone X. So it's going to be really powerful phone, and it has a very unusual resolution, which probably means that it will definitely have a notch. Apple are rumoured to be announcing a cheaper MacBook Air and a cheaper HomePod and a new iPad Pro in June. Well, the iPad Pro is in June, the other stuff might be later in the year, but code references have been spotted in the latest version of iOS to a modern iPad, so we could see a big redesign. Code references in Huawei EMUI software hints that Huawei could unveil a rival to the Google Assistant called Hi Assistant. Specs of the HTC U12 have been posted on Twitter this week, with a 6-inch QHD screen, Snapdragon 845 with 6GB of RAM, up to 6GB, dual cameras, 12MP and 16MP, and an 8MP camera on the front, and a 3420mAh battery. So, decent phone, and it's going to be released in April, apparently. LifeX bulbs now work with Cortana, so you can control them on Cortana. Google Duo now supports video voicemail, so if the person doesn't pick up your video call, you can send them a video voicemail. A developer preview for Android P was released this week. It has support for notches. The volume controls are now to the side of the screen to not interrupt what you're doing. There is a redesigned quick settings. You can now do smart replies from the notifications in apps like Gmail, not just on Allo now. And we have some other visual tweaks as well, like coloured icons in settings. So it's going to be a pretty interesting new version of Android. And Samsung announced their QLED TV range for this year. This week, it has a new feature that allows you to take a picture of your wall, and then the TV will create a picture that will be displayed on the TV to make it blend into the wall. And the TVs will also have Bixby, though not in the UK, and they will have a new ambient mode which will let you display weather, news and a clock when the TV is off. Alright then, that is the latest news for this week. Thanks for listening.